But you see, if you believe in the Bible, God has already talked to us through the scriptures. So when you read the Bible, God is with you. God is already talking. So one of the methods of ensuring that you're in constant touch with God is making Bible reading a constant thing. The small book published by the Scripture Union for helping small children to read the Bible, and it's called God and Me. In other words, you do not rely only of reading the Bible in the church. You read the Bible so that you can hear God for yourself. It's something that is very, very important for leaders. Spending, however busy your life, setting a time every day, whether it's the evening or the morning, and I'm not talking about family prayers. I'm talking about when you as a leader are alone with God. Your wife is not in it. Your children are not in it. You are meeting God on your own. In addition to that, you still need to meet as a family. After all, they say the family that prays together stays together. But you need enough time to have prayers with your family, then enough time to meet God on your own. Why? I've already explained to you that a leader has responsibilities that others don't have. And because of that responsibility, you do not want to go on the leadership journey alone. You want to meet God. You want to hear God. You want to engage God. And I think that will be an important thing that you ask yourself. Am I doing that? Do I meet God on a daily basis? Do you use a guide? The Scripture Union have daily guide that gives you verse, what where to read every day, and they promise you in so many years you have covered the whole Bible just by taking 15, 20 minutes every morning. Buy a guide. It doesn't matter what time of the year, they have those guides. Not a guide helping you to get favorite verses, but a guide that forces you to go through the Bible from cover to cover. Then you can grow in your knowledge of God.